Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it if you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life. Yeah. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV.
Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting
the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient though. It's incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT Denar, Tony Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV.
We got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight till the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go.
Super fantastic.
Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT, hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree, bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best, so sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
It's Monday, July 17th, 2023.
Good morning, TNT. I hope you guys can hear me a lot better than we heard that. We didn't. Nope. Can't understand you at all. And I was just talking to Ray on the phone, so it was clear. That's why I was laughing. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, they're saying I'm clear. Can't nobody understand you. all right. So let me go on while Ray's trying to figure that out, I guess. Switch mics or whatever you got to do. All right. Do what?
It didn't do anything.
Nope, it didn't do whatever you asked. Did it do? It didn't. Whatever it didn't do. Oh, no. I know it's all broke up. I know y'all can't understand.
Okay, okay.
You know,
just
he's
good,
working
good.
On it. Do what? Oh, okay. All right. So I know it was a long weekend, and people were asking for updates and what's going on there. And, yes, I got to be honest with you because I always have good, bad, and the ugly. But if there's nothing to say, there's nothing to say. I can't just make up something to make everybody happy. I just don't do that. And information wasn't really flowing because everybody's waiting to see. But things did occur. It was all kind of bank meetings. Sedani met with the banks. ALAC met with the banks. The CBI director met with all their top banks. They had meetings on Saturdays and Sundays. They talked about programs they need to do, advancements that the banks need to make it better for the citizens. They talked about the exchange rate. They also had some seminars, banking seminars for the citizen. And they talked about the ATMs. They talked about the debit cards. They put up pictures of the currency and rates. They handed out pamphlets so people would know what's going on. I don't know what the pamphlet said. Tiz did send me the video with the pamphlet. So everything's good. Now, I will tell you that. Let me see what I'm looking for Friday. That over the weekend, system was updated again. Seems that, I guess is what I'm supposed to tell you, because it says don't tell them which soon. All countries, with the exception of two, have been reported back over this weekend's activities. They were supposed to be completed this morning. So we wait. I skipped a whole bunch of stuff in there that I didn't want to say. But it was all good stuff. It's just that the system is ready. All the money's been moved in place. It was basically two countries. We're supposed to complete something this morning, and we don't know if it happened yet or not. We got nothing from the banks today yet. We got nothing from Iraq. Everybody is quiet, anticipating. If and when something happens tomorrow, Iraq is saying they are going to release the funds. They are going to release the budget tomorrow to the ministries to start paying out, supposedly to the jobs to start hiring, and the paychecks to go out. So we wait to see if, it includes a new rate like we've been told is going to happen. The rate they're still pushing is 13.20. Even though they say the market is stable and the parallel rates are stable at 14-something, they're saying the official rate is 13.20. So we're hoping it comes out tomorrow and they make an announcement. And it may come out tomorrow and they don't make the announcement until Friday. I don't know. But everybody's saying any minute that everything is done again. Everything has been agreed upon again. We're just waiting for the go, which could be any minute. And again, I don't think they're going to tell us that far in advance. I think they want to surprise us. We have to wait and see. All right. I'm going to go one thing with you guys before I start taking questions. Somebody had an issue with the banks over the weekend. Well, actually, I got two bank stories. One was very good, and they're ready to go. They gave them a rate, everything. I said, as soon as it happens, we're going to call you in. That was supposedly a Chase Bank story. They went to Chase, and that's what they told them. The other is a Chase Bank story. This person went to Chase, and they tried to see a wealth manager. They told them they had a schedule for appointment, and then they told them if you don't have $100,000, you don't get to see him. And if you don't have $25,000, you don't get to talk to him. Basically that. Guys, those are the rules of the game. We can't circumvent that. When you go in there with your currency, you're going to have over that. You're going to get a private banker. You're going to get a wealth manager because you're definitely going to have over $100,000 and most of you over $1 million when it happens. That's not today or tomorrow, before it happens. You have to go with their guidelines. You're not going to get a black card today just because you're holding the currency. When it revalues, you're going to get a black card, depending on how much you have. Those are things we know and ask for, but there's no circumventing them today. None. Because they don't know the day you're going to exchange that currency any more than we do. Now, he did say if you had $100,000 in currency, so how many people have $100 million dinars sitting around? Because that's $100,000, $100 million dinars, or combined with all of them to go see a wealth manager. So you can't do that. I can't advise you of a way around it because that's bank's policy today that applies to everybody. And that's okay. It's like anything else. We have to wait our turn, and it's about to come. So don't be discouraged. Don't be upset at the bank, anything else. That's just the way life is today. Let's go on to tomorrow. All right, Ray, let's get started.
All right. Let's see. Looks like resetting here. Okay. Question is, okay, Rav Dickens.
Yeah, what?
I'm confused about the Boulevard. XC.com is showing the exchange values. Will you please clarify which is applicable? Whichever the bank says, that's what's going to be applicable when it's time. I don't even look at XE.com. But those who do, that's what you get.
Okay, Ray.
Yeah.
So different exchanges have different rates. If you want to look at what the rate is right now that you can go exchange for, where would you look?
For me, I would go to coinmill.com.
And why would
you
go there?
That's what some of the banks use. That's what some of the banks use.
Guys, that's where you should go, coinmill.com, if you want to see if the bank is accepting your money today. Because that's the rates that the bank uses. Not all these different sites all around the world or wherever they are telling you that. You can't go to the bank with those sites. So I would go to the interchange where the banks use if I want to take it to the bank today. Just that simple. All right, what's next?
Let's see. Venture V wants to say happy birthday to Rav Dickens, Mahjong Lady, and Wolf Fox. So those three are celebrating the birthday on today, I guess, today. So happy birthday
today,
to the three.
Today, Mahjong Lady's birthday? Okay,
then. I wanna wish you a happy birthday. Bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
Okay. Jim and KC says, on Friday's call, you said the Dom will come out at over $1 and all the basket currencies will have higher rates. What are the new rates?
Well,
them?
Yeah. I don't know what the new rates are, guys. This is very simple. I think the rate that was on the screen for the Dom was over a dollar. That's what our bank people are telling me right now. So I could say it'll come out over a dollar. They have over a dollar on their screen right now. That's just $1.30 something. But I can say the rates are going to be higher because oil continues to climb. Oil continues to climb. So today the oil was at what? 78.66. That's higher than it was yesterday and last week. It's probably going back up to 80. Today they announced that oil will be no less than $77 at the end of the year. That's their new projection, $77 from 72. So all that tells me the rates will be higher. I just haven't asked what the rates are currently, because we know they're going up. All right. Unless Ray got to change to the rates.
Nope. I don't have any new rates. All my stuff is still the same. I haven't heard anything different.
Okay. Well, guys, this is the thing, too. So, you know, if I were you and I was counting my money and looking to the future, I would start with the basic rates. That's my plan. Everything here, the basic rates. Now, plan B, C, and D are when things go better than that. So I know how to calculate each one of them. But at the most, or at least you should do, is the basic rate. Do I have enough to do what I want to do, live the life I want to live at this basic rate? And for the Dom, that's 47 cents. Will that do what I need it to do? All right, let's go.
All right, Jim continues with, Friday you say that to get the higher bank interest on long-term contracts, quote, you are going to take some risk to get it, end quote. What has changed? Is the interest no longer guaranteed?
No, there's nothing about the interest, guys. Banking rules change. You are an investor. Remember that. And that's what bank, anybody else, the only insured money in that bank is the $250,000. So I already told you that. They're telling you now, just like on debit cards, I'm not debit cards, but PayPal and all these other cards, that money's not guaranteed. You're risking when you leave money in those accounts. The bank is no different. over $250,000 is not guaranteed. You've always been at risk with that. But that's why you can ask for the higher interest rates. I'm risking my money with you for the next 5 years. If you screw up, something goes wrong, it goes over there, I have the possibility of losing my money, so I want the higher interest rate. That's what justifies it. That has never changed. That's how banks operate. There's nothing secure 100%. The bank's going to guarantee you don't lose money. Real life doesn't work that way. But we have to look at it and look at what bank we're negotiating with and how we feel about it. And that's how you're going to decide how much you want to put at risk for the next 2, 3, or 5 years and at what interest rate. That's what the whole thing is about. Nothing's guaranteed in stone because nobody can see the future, especially not Tony. Okay, who's next?
All right, one more with Jim. Says, if we qualify for the private side of banking, will we automatically be transferred to that side, or will we be able to choose between the two?
If you qualify for private banking, will you automatically be switched over? I think that's your option at every time, if you want to or not. But, guys, you're asking me banking policies, rules, and what the bank is going to do. Those are questions you can ask the bank so you know for sure. I don't run the bank. I don't know everything the bank does. They haven't given me those guidelines, and they're not. They're going to say, let them talk to the private banker or the wealth manager, and they'll tell them our procedures, which makes sense. Okay, what's next?
All right. CJ Pern says, number one, since the banking community has been training for months, they are well aware that our currency will need to be verified during the exchange, not sent to a remote site for verification. Question mark.
Okay. So since the banking personnel that are involved have been trained for years, not just months or weeks, for years, some of them still no longer there, but went to different banks, what's going on. They do have procedures to verify your money. And in some location, that means sending it to the regional bank because they don't have that. That's what they've always done. That's what they will continue to do. Every bank will not have the capability of verifying that currency during the exchange. Now, the exchange locations should, but not the banks. And if you're in a smaller or remote area, you know, like Texas in the middle of a cow pasture or something, then they're going to have to send it out for verification and bring it back. Now, I did say Texas. That could be Oklahoma, Arkansas, or anywhere else, especially in the Midwest, where they have smaller banks, and they say they have to send it out for verification because they're not used to dealing with foreign currency. Not because they don't have money, because, you know, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, they all got those mafia banks, so they have money. They just don't have foreign currency money. But all right, let's go on to the next thing.
All right, let me see. Number two is some stuff you got from somebody else. DJ Fair, you know, I told you guys about asking us questions about stuff we didn't tell you.
Uh-oh.
Number three, De La Rue machines are no longer the most advanced currency authenticator? Question mark. Are there more advanced currency counters that can count a multitude of different currencies?
I have no idea. All I know about is the De La Rue machine. That's what the banks are using. So if there's something else out there, you research it, Google it, see? But that doesn't mean that's what the banks are using.
Okay, he says, from what you've heard, when a rack goes one-to-one, whether in-country or internationally, the rate will change on the CBI website. Correct?
That's what I've heard. That's correct. Now, if it doesn't change that day, maybe they get 72 hours. But if they want the rate to be international, which they do, which is what the entire system is set up with right now, then we'll see it on the CBI website.
Like 7 MMSTW, Iraq has operated with a program rate for decades. What does the new budget have that would compel the CBI to adjust the rate on the program rate?
The new budget has a three-year spending limit. It has projects all throughout the country that need to be funded. And they need to be funded not by Iraq, but by investors and international countries coming in to help make it possible. Well, in order for those countries and investors to do that, they're going to need to change that program rate to make it worth them coming in to do that. Because it's not at the program rate. It's not worth it. What are they going to get out of it? Nothing until the rate changes and they can make money. All right? That's the reason for it. That's the reason why all the countries haven't come in the past 15 years, because they were waiting for the rate to change. Well, now that there is an actual budget that's supposed to be implemented tomorrow and money's supposed to start flowing, they're still going to be waiting for that rate to change in order for the international and investors to get started.
All right. Dare to Dream wants us to know that engine number 9 is celebrating a birthday today. So happy birthday, number 9.
Okay.
On the road,
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate.
Bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night to the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
Right, that takes us to live callers. First one, 281 area code. You are on.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Tony. How you guys doing today?
Super fantastic.
And have you left
her? Good. All right. Well, seems like you have answered most of my questions on your introduction. So I know you did say that there were two countries that were not ready and that they were supposed to have been completed today or by today. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah, there were two of them who had not completed something in the transfer, but it was supposed to be done today. They set aside a time for them to do it. So we don't know if it's been done yet. I don't know. But it was supposed to happen this morning, so the system would be complete.
Yeah. So with the rate changing tomorrow, well, supposedly tomorrow, then it could go tomorrow as well, meaning us. They could release it and everybody could be in the banks. But if that's the case, then, well, let me ask you, are all of the U.S. banks here ready? Everybody's ready. No more of anything that they have to do. Just waiting on the go light, right?
As far as I know, because I can't answer that 1,000%. So there's two that aren't ready. On Friday, Well, Sherry, last time I told you, Bank of America was one of those who wasn't ready. So
ready,
I don't know
right.
if that's who still aren't ready or not. But they weren't ready because of, I don't know, maybe they cut them off because they found out everything else about the fake bank accounts and all that, and they wanted to clear that up first. I don't know. But it said, it didn't say two banks this morning. It said two countries.
Yeah. Right. So if they, okay, so Bank of America obviously is participating in this event. And if they're not ready, then as far as on the U.S. side, they have to wait until all banks are a go and ready, correct? They can't go without all of them being ready when that, you know what I'm saying? Even though Iraq may be on the go and ready over there, that Iraq is not going to wait on us, right? They're going to move on, but U.S. got to get their stuff together if there is a bank that's not ready. Would that make logical sense? And that means
yeah.
we would be waiting over here.
Iraq, okay. Iraq could do the one-to-one in-country. But
uh-huh.
they're not international until the U.S. approves it. So you're right. The U.S. is not going to approve it if one of the five major banks say, I need another 24 hours. They're going to wait because they need that because it's part of the equation.
Yeah. Mm, okay. Well, I hope they get it together. So I guess my last question, on the Zim, in your opinion, or if you've heard from any of your intel, are they going to give all the monies or make it liquid, the total amount to us when we go into exchange? Because I know at some point over the years they were talking about maybe, I can't remember what they call it, maybe not giving it to us all at one
payout.
Time.
But
yeah.
I haven't heard that in a while. So as far as I know, you're going to get all your money.
Okay. All right. Well, that's
now,
all that I really have.
Let me say this so you guys understand.
Uh-huh.
And this is my opinion. When they were offering us the structured payout and a percentage, it was much better deal because it was a much better deal. And I think that's why they probably didn't offer it. The rate was better. The interest was better. I would have took that deal over anything because I wasn't going to spend all that kind of money anyway. But I would have made 100% on my money, if not more, over the structured payout easy. I mean, better than the deal that the banks are offering now because it was upfront. But I don't know. Everybody's going to look at it. You're going to go to the bank, take your offer. If you don't feel comfortable with it, I'm telling you right now, then you go back to the chat room, you go back to the call, you discuss it, let people give you ideas and opinions, and then go back and do what you do or ask a financial advisor. But if you don't feel comfortable, you don't have to do it.
Okay, well. All my other questions are pretty much answered. So hopefully we'll see this thing this week at least. That's what I'm hoping. All right. Thank you guys for what all you do for us. We'll look forward
all
to
right.
hearing from you very, very soon. Y'all have a good day.
Okay.
Bye.
All right.
Bye-bye. 972, Eric, till you're on.
Hey there. Danny in Dallas.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Whoa, hot and sweaty down here, 106, I believe, today. Happy birthday to Marjan, lady.
Absolutely.
Yeah. yeah. Okay. I think you answered a couple of things that I was asked to talk about on the dong, and I appreciate that. The I guess the technical aspects, is there anything else? I mean, I think I can answer that question. All the good news is there, and there's not anybody objecting significantly. There's still confusion because it's Iraq. I just, I guess I'm waiting for 404 to get on board here and ask those questions that most of us can't think of. But do you have any feedback? You mentioned the banks that were not ready and may be ready now. That was the last question I asked the other day. Any input that direction?
Listen, let me see. Wait a minute. Okay. So all this is what I can tell you. The IMF says it's all a go. The Treasury says it's a go and should be any minute now. The wait a minute, I'm looking for what the Fed Reserve said. Let me see. Okay, Reserve says everything's delivered and everything is all ready. So nobody is saying we have an issue or problem or anything else. So we're just waiting until they announce it, is what I'm getting.
Well, I'm content with that. Oh, my. I think I'm going to wait just a little bit more before I tell my kids. They've got I can't call it a Christmas list. It'll be a July list. And they're anxiously with their noses pressed against the window pane looking for this to happen. God bless you guys. Let's get this thing rolling. I'll listen intently. Thank you much.
Okay. Christmas in July sounds good to me.
Have a look.
Okay, 404, you're on.
Oh, just in time.
Just in time. Isn't there a song to that effect or whatever? Given that our two Texas folks, 281 and 972, have been on, I was surprised that neither one of them said specifically any updates from Texas itself. So I'd like to have that clarification out of Texas.
No update from Texas.
Okay. Fine enough. Now I'll segue into a couple of things that you prompted me to ask. Because in your opening segue there, you made the comment of you shared a fair amount, but then again, there was a fair amount that you were choosing not to share. It was all good. At what point do you anticipate that you will be in a position to share? By the end of the call?
Let me see.
Hint.
I don't know that. Let me see. All right. So I want to share it with you right now, but I just didn't think it was really that important. But I'm going to share it with you since it's a question. So
thank you.
All the countries except for two reported back and confirmed that they are attached, but everything will be delivered. The issue with some of these countries don't have satellite time slotted because it was going through a satellite. They had to make their request to the UN to get special times assigned to them so they could transfer funds because they didn't have it. The two that reported were expected to report back today. The UN slotted time for them last night and early this morning. So he said, you know, hopes this helps. But I'm not supposed to tell you what the two countries are. Now, see there? See how you got all that?
Yeah, I got all that because that was my next question was, at what point will we know what the two countries are? I guess it's only
when
they have actually complied. Okay.
Even though
okay.
He knows, he said not supposed to tell the two countries. So, okay. Good.
Okay. Okay. The situation with Bank of America, fact that they had not met compliance and the like, have they finally gotten themselves where they are compliant, or are they still somewhat, they may or may not be fitting the bill?
Well, I think they are compliant, because that's based on what he said. He didn't say the U.S. was one of those countries. So I would think they're compliant.
Okay, but see, that's the thing where I think some of the way things come out from Iraq, it's sometimes they're saying countries, sometimes they're saying the financial institutions. And so it's like, okay, if the countries are in compliance, that is saying that all of their financial things, banks and the like, are in compliance. Is that a way that we can be really assessing things?
I would think so. If a country is compliant, then all their banks would have to be.
And that's what I want to verify.
Bank that country is not, I mean, the country isn't.
Okay.
As the system works, that it goes through all the central banks at this point and on down. So it has to be a country, in my eyes, whose central bank wasn't getting it to go down to the other ones, based on they're getting permission from the UN for a slotted time for that satellite. It wouldn't be an individual bank. It would have to be a country.
Okay. And also, looking at my notes here, what sort of risk, if any, is there that Iraq could continue being in the stall mode and try to be postponing everything so that things come out simultaneous with the publication of the Gazette on Wednesday? Any feedback from your sources over there?
No, they haven't said they were waiting for that. Everybody's waiting for it to go. But guys, you know, years ago, remember we only know 30%? And even today, if we know 70%, this is what you guys need to know. There are still people trying not to make this happen. Maliki's guys, they're still arguing about it. They're still arguing about the way the system is set up. Even this morning, the exchangers are arguing that it's too strict. The framework is arguing that they don't like the exchange rate. Maliki is being blamed all over this weekend for everything that went wrong and corrupt, and they're saying everybody knows he's corrupt, and he worked for both sides. And let me give you guys this. He worked for Iran, making sure things didn't stop, keeping the door open so they could smuggle the money, all kinds of things. He worked for the U.S., and they're saying he's just crooked. He let ISIS in, and everybody knows it. He caused the collapse of the country, you know it, but they still have him in there. So they're still fighting. Iran is still trying to prolong it until they could actually get money. But everybody else is saying it's done. Like our guys told us, it's beyond the point of no return. Everything is all set up. They're part of the banking system now and everything. And this could go at any minute. They didn't say there's no resistance, because Iran is always going to resist. Maliki and his guys are already going to want to resist because it's going to totally cut off. Well, they're smuggling. It's not going to cut it off. Because even after this happens, they're still going to be smuggling dollars. Why? Because the importers still need dollars. Iran still needs dollars. So they say they've cut off 80% already. How much further they have to go before they're satisfied, we don't know. So,
well, what we do know is that whenever this does happen, we add on 10 days to that, and that's when our very special TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project will be in full swing. And if they would just do it in the next day or so, we could still do it in July, and that would get to the Christmas in July focus. But Christmas in August, I guess we can deal with that too, but preferable Christmas in July. Thanks again, guys. Appreciate your help.
All right.
Have a great
day.
Thanks.
Great.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Ray, hold on. I've got a special request. Is Danny still here? Okay, Danny, somebody is requesting that you pray for Maliki today. Just, you know, okay. Pray for Maliki. All right, let's go.
Okay, 209 Erico, you are on.
Good morning and good afternoon. I didn't have a question. My sister-in-law, who happens to be Marjan Lady's neighbor in Miami Shore, did have a question. And her question is, she was looking at the parliamentary finance, and it said the government will challenge a new batch of budget items. She wanted to know if that had to do with the budget that you're talking about that's being released tomorrow.
Yeah, there's only one budget. So they challenged, I mean, they initially had 12. They got appeals for 6. And today they're saying they're going to file some additional appeals. We don't know what they are. But it does say dealing with finance and some decisions that finance made. Again, we don't know what they are yet. They just said they're going to do additional appeals. I don't know if that's holding up the RV or not. Okay? Because they haven't filed yet. And we'll see what happens when it comes out tomorrow. Because they're saying they're going to implement it tomorrow.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you a question. Hold on a second. You're saying your sister-in-law is Mahjong Lady's neighbor?
Yeah, she lives in Miami Shores. And I believe Mahjong Lady lives in Bower County.
Oh, I thought you meant next door neighbor, but okay, go ahead.
No, I didn't. But I did want to tell you I had an interesting experience. I'm not very good at Twitter, but I have you, Tony, and Ray that pops up on my Twitter automatically. But something else popped up along with you because I always check it, and it happened to be Bus Lady. And I think Bus Lady has an imposter on Twitter because she doesn't look like she's from the South. So I just thought, let's say, like, no, she may have a sister somewhere in another country. Anyway, that's all I had was to ask that question for my sister-in-law. Thank you, guys.
Wait, where does she look like she's from?
Well, she showed another country, and she showed a bus that doesn't look like any of our buses. So she was sitting by a river.
Yeah, that's probably her. She probably lives in Sudan somewhere. She just says she's from Texas. Who knows? Anyway,
well, that's an imposter.
No, yeah, I'm just joking.
It's definitely an imposter.
Okay.
Delete that and get rid of it or whatever. I wouldn't deal with that person.
No, he just popped up next to you two.
Okay.
In fact, right in between you two, Tony was on the left and you were on the right. And she was right in the center.
Wait, send it to me. I want to see it.
How do I do that? I don't know how to do that.
Tweet it. It's on Twitter. Just go down there and it says forward or respond and send it to me.
Okay, I will do that.
Yeah,
all
I
right,
want to
guys,
see that's... it. I think, all right.
That's all I had. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
610, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic. Gentlemen, it is another Dynamite Day here in the USA, and I'm going to use the short version. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our payments in order to buy airtime to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red payment button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And when you're making out those checks and money orders, please remember to make them payable to Raymond Renfro. For all of you who'd like to donate electronically, you can go to the TNTSuperFantastic.com website, click on that red payment button, and scroll down to where you will find the instructions to use the debit or credit card of your choice. Click on the Click Here instructions. That will then take you to the payment support page. There you'll find a sentence that says, subscribe to our paid members list. Under that, it says, this is to enable your name to be added after payment. Again, that's very important. This is to enable your name to be added after payment. Under that, you'll be asked to type in your email address. And when typing in your email address, ladies and gentlemen, please ensure everything is spelled correctly. in that email address. Under that, you'll be asked to type in your first name, then your last name, and under your last name is the all-important subscribe button. After you've clicked on that subscribe button, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a sentence that says, "Thank you for subscribing." Your next step is to then scroll down to the menu page of payments that are provided for you and click on the payments that you would like to send in. That will then take you to another page where you'll be asked again to type in your email address, your name on the card, and your debit or credit card information. After you've typed in your debit or credit card information, at the bottom of the page is the blue pay key. After you've clicked on that blue pay key, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a circle with a check mark and a sentence that says, "Thank you for supporting the TNT Blog Talk Radio Show." That is your confirmation, ladies and gentlemen, that your payment has gone through successfully. And if this is your first time sending in your payment electronically, if you have completed the first step, which was to subscribe to the paid members list, at this time, your name and your email address will be added to the list that Tony sends out all the emails to. And if you have changed your email, ladies and gentlemen, you will then have to go in and subscribe to the paid members list, put in all your information, make a payment, and then after you get that confirmation that your payment has gone through successfully, then your new email address and name will be added to the list that Tony sends out all the emails to. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you, gentlemen, for all you continue to do for us. Thank you again to both of your families for continuing to share you with us and make it a dynamite rest of the day. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay.
All right, sir. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Thank you for that. And I just got to tell you, I appreciate how thorough you are and knowledgeable about the system and how it works and everything, and that you come here every single call and you repeat it over and over and over again. But yet, I still get emails and texts. I got some this morning. Some I've been paying since January. I've been getting emails, but what's going on? I go and I click it, and it says they're not even subscribed. So how are you getting anything? How are you even paying? What are you, I don't understand it. People, I changed my email address. Well, it says you have to go back in and do that. Why are you sending it to me? I don't have time to change 100 to 500 email addresses every time something changes. Guys, those are things you do, and he explains it very well. So I don't understand it. And really, when I go in and people say, "I paid, but I'm not getting the email." Well, if you pay, but you don't subscribe, you won't get the email. If you subscribe, but you don't pay, you won't get the email. He explains it very well, and I appreciate it. I just don't understand why people are obviously listening to the call don't understand what he's saying.
Well, Tony, that's why I keep on repeating it time after time, just like yourself. You answer the same questions for many different people, and we've got different people on the call. Some are new. Some are not so computer savvy. So I go over it time and time again so as to help those who need the help. And I'm very appreciative to be part of the team and very happy to continue to do that. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. But, guys, let me tell you, he has it. He's given it to you. And I don't care if the last 6 months or the last 6 years you didn't have it, the next 6 days might be critical. But I mean, we're down to it. I just don't know what day it's going. But I do know if you're not getting it, you certainly gonna miss out on getting it. That's for sure. So you better make sure after you pay your 30 days isn't up, because the system shuts you off at 30 days. Then you're not gonna get any more. So you need to go in and verify that, not me. All right. Thank you again. Appreciate you.
Okay, 678, Eric, who are you on?
Hello, good afternoon and good morning. How are you all doing?
All right.
Super fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Well, I have most of you listed in your introduction, and I wanted to know, has anyone else reported to you all that Twitter has suspended their account? They suspended mine, but I can click on dismiss and still see if you all sent something. And then it says if you want to see why you're suspended, when I go in, it won't tell me why, but it'll tell me if I pay $11.99 a month, I can get it back. So a couple of people that I do know, they told me they haven't gotten anything like that on theirs, and my husband hadn't gotten anything. So has anyone else reported that to you all?
You were the first person I ever heard $11 to get your account back. How many of this?
Yeah, $11.99. They told me I can pay by the month or by the year.
No, I'm not even sure. I mean, I don't know what kind of account you had. Unless you got a blue account or something, they did it. I don't know. But, no, I haven't heard that. Now,
yeah.
Twitter did make some changes, guys, based on how often you went, how often you use it or something. But that was like 2 weeks ago. And I actually came on the call and told you guys about it. So I can't remember what it is now. But nobody said they were doing monthly subscriptions that I know of.
Yeah, they gave me by the month for $11.99, and then they gave me another price for the year. And my husband said he don't know what it was because he didn't get that either. But I said, now, I know I hadn't been hacked because the only people that I have is just you and Ray. So I was like, I don't even know it, and I don't get it. I'll just push dismiss and get my information. And it's so funny because I don't get a notification, even with the email coming out, so I just constantly check it. Also, I wanted to ask you, in your opinion, just in your opinion, what you do know and what you know that you cannot tell us and what you have told us, do you feel like we're at the end for this month?
Listen. In all honesty, guys, I'll tell you that. This whole weekend, I felt like we're at the end for today. Because I didn't think they would wait till tomorrow to do it. I thought they would just do it today, the day before. Because that's usually what every other country does. They talk about it, that's expected. They say, no, we're not going to change our rate. And the next day, they change their rate. The day before.
Right.
So, I believe it could be any minute because everybody I'm talking to, I just don't know why. So, in all honesty, I don't think it'll be tomorrow because I don't think they tell you it's going to be on Tuesday or at least it ends up going to happen. I just don't. Could be Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, though, even though everybody's telling me it could be any minute. But like I said, I don't have a crystal ball. I can't predict the future. But common sense is telling me they're not going to tell us the day before that it's happening tomorrow. But they are telling the people any day in the next couple of days. But we don't know what that is. Okay, so while I'm not discouraged, and I am excited about it happening, I was hoping it was today. So we got the information. The way two countries go to, opposed to today. And maybe they didn't go through the reason, and it will happen tomorrow. But since you asked my opinion, I'm just telling you what I know.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask this, and I'm going to get off. And you say once you send out the email for the 800 numbers, that's going to be maybe what time of the morning? I'm going to tell you, I'll be getting up all through the night looking at my email.
I don't know what time it's going to be because I don't know what time they're going to tell me. So I can't tell you that.
So it can be any time.
Iraq morning just to happen at 8 o'clock in the morning, Iraq time, hour before their banks open. That's what they always want. And that would mean it'd be 1 o'clock in the morning, our time. I doubt we're going to do a call at 1 o'clock in the morning. Now, 2 weeks ago, if not last week, the banks were set up to do 6 o'clock in the morning, have your people there by 7, which means we could do it early one call between 6 and 7, have us call the 800 number because they want the people to be going to the bank. But, again, we'll have to see what time they release. I don't know.
Okay, I was agreeing because you know I know the difference of the times over there from being over there working. Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Ray. Thank you, Tony. You all have a great afternoon, and we look forward to hearing from you all soon.
Okay.
Thank you. 360 area code, you're on.
What? Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Tony. Thanks for asking. I always make you laugh when I hear that. Yeah, I'm thanking you for asking me if I'm okay.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I think you should start out by telling Mahjong Lady happy birthday because she worries about you.
Well, but she didn't pray for me like we Danny did, right?
Well, I hope not.
No kidding. I thought that was hilarious. Well, no, I appreciate that. I get a really kick out of her because she's always real down to earth and sticks to the things that you know make sense, and I like that a lot. And I want to say happy birthday to you. How about that?
Ooh, that hurt. Go ahead.
That hurt. Oh, well, that hurt me. But that's okay. Are the people still there? Not in the streets at all. Everything is fine and calm and sedate.
Yes. So that gives us, Paul, a reason to think they know something we don't know, right? For years, they protested in the green zone, protested in front of CBI, everything, and now all of a sudden, nothing, nowhere. They're not even complaining about their jobs, not complaining about not getting paid this month. They're just not complaining about anything. So they got to be told something has to be going on. The only time they've been in the street is when they went to the U.S. Embassy, because every day now the framework, Maliki, some of their people are saying the U.S. is what's holding them back. The U.S. is the cause of them not having electricity, not having water, and getting in their financial problems. All of a sudden, everything is the U.S. fault. But nobody in Iraq is complaining about the CBI, finance, or parliament. Everything's great.
Well, I was reading the article, a couple articles today, as a matter of fact, that was a discussion about the committees, the financial committees that were dealing with the farmers. And the farmers aren't getting any money to be able to get their crops and their fields and everything else prepared to plant. And I'm not sure why in the middle of summer you'd be planting, but that's what they were commenting on. And the reply was, well, there's a meeting scheduled next week. And I sat and I thought to myself, what have they got to do to get somebody to move on this, given the fact that this last week, El-Sadani was over in Syria putting on a press conference with al-Assad, and the Kurds are not able to get rid of their oil, and they've been had the clamps put on them by Baghdad. So I would imagine the Kurds can't be too happy about not able to make any money, because at least before they at least were making some money. And so there has to be something going on in the country that is not making people very happy because of the acts or lack of acting of the political players. So that's I guess I'm mystified a little bit by why, given those state of those circumstances, that everybody's happy, because it doesn't sound like, according to those articles, that everybody is happy. But either that, or they're just not reporting it. Does that make sense?
Okay, well, you know, there was a whole lot to unpack in that statement, okay?
Yeah, I know. I know.
I'm going to try to go back.
Tony, I like to give you a broad brush so you can paint it however you wish. And I've got a friend on the website called Too Tall, even though I don't have a clue how tall he is. But all I know is he's too tall. And he usually is somewhat entertained sometimes by my questions. And so that would make two of you that are entertained by it. And but most of my queries are to give you as much latitude to answer as much of it as you want to. So go to it.
Okay. So let's look at the farmers not getting paid, citizens not getting paid. Well, all that money is supposed to be released tomorrow to the provinces, and we're going to see if it actually includes paychecks. That's what Kurdistan is waiting for. Tomorrow's meeting about paying the salaries of the Kurdistan people, which was agreed upon. Let's see. Once the budget is released, money is supposed to start to flow. Now, we can look at Saddami went over to Syria and Kurdistan, because Kurdistan is some of the area in Syria, and Syria's oil wells belongs to them. And the U.S. has been backing them as far as that goes. So the U.S. has moved some military people into position, probably to secure that land for Kurdistan. Syria did. So he went over and said, wait, is there something we can do to avoid what it looks like a military buildup? Even though Syria has asked Russia to build up their forces, because it's saying the U.S. is building up troops over here. And it's about Kurdistan. So that's why he went over there. Now, Kurdistan is also feeling that, hey, the U.S. isn't paying as much attention to us as they used to, supporting us everything else. So that's why they went to Britain to say, hey, where the U.S. is falling off or relaxing, we want you guys to pick that up, as well as the fortune with Syria. So those are a lot of governmental things that's going on. But once the budget is released tomorrow, supposedly the oil is going to flow through Kurdistan, because the money is going to go through SOMO, or whatever the name of that oil company is there. But all that's in the new budget. So that will go. What they're agreeing on, again, is the HCL are arguing about. They're saying there's a deal. Some problem that people complain, wait, you guys are making a deal too fast and you're going to make some mistakes. Some are saying, let's just get it done and be done and our whole economy can go on. Everybody's looking at all of that and saying, okay, everything determines tomorrow. After tomorrow, the people will see how their lives are going to be affected. Are the jobs released? Are they getting their back paid in January like they're supposed to? You know, is the hiring starting? Is manufacturing starting? Everything that he says is going to happen. Because then if it doesn't, we'll probably see him in the streets. Okay. So the other big announcement, because you're all on this, that was made today. I guess Maliki and Sadani are holding open arguments in the news, going back and forth. They're accusing Maliki of some things, and guess what it is? Same thing they were accusing him in January when he made that live broadcast of everything else that they wanted to take him to court over, and now he would say, approve it. We're doing it all because you're saying this budget thing is over, that the country's about to grow, and they have started their election cycle. Maliki and Sadar. Sadani announced today the same thing that Al Khamenei did. He said, I'm not going to run. I'm not going to be involved in the government. I'm just going to finish the program that I started. That's the same thing Al Khamenei did, though. And look where it's at. So that's where we're at now. They think the money issue, budget, and all that is going to be passed tomorrow. We don't know about the rate. So they're going on and started the election comments for November.
Well, that, see, I'm really glad, Tony, that I used the broad brush because it gives you a chance to come out with a little more info that I think hopefully everybody appreciates. I know I sure do. So that I think is a good thing. And so with that, I guess the only thing I'd have to say, and if this is that the people are listening in Iraq, and I'm pretty sure they are, that if the rate is still 1320, why on earth would you spend a dime until the rate changes? Because that just means you're giving it away. And that's what they've asked you to give it away how many times now? So hang on to it because it's worth more unless they're 3-0 notes, right? Like you said, they confiscated or they said those are no longer good for anything. And so I would say until they get the rate change, don't spend any money, and that'll put pressure on them. That's my little bit to add a little something. And I appreciate it, Ray. I appreciate it, Tony.
Hey, Walt, and I'll get out. Yeah, we got to talk about this for a minute because I appreciate everything, the question, and it did let me expand. But two things. Most of the people on this call don't care what Iraq is doing. They just want to know when they're going to get their money. So,
yeah.
So there you go. Okay. But they should, and we should feel for the people of Iraq now.
Yep.
Those people are, like when I got there, they're still under the U.S. And they're going to be for years to come. I don't care what anybody tells them. They're going to be. That doesn't mean things can't change. But if Iraqis don't start doing what they are asked to do, spend dinar only, that will only prolong it because it keeps devaluing the dinar. Because the people who count and the ones who really count, the companies, the importers, who are bringing in everything, the food, the products, the cars, the clothes, everything from Iran, from Syria, and from Turkey, still need dollars. And if you're not spending the dinar, all they can do is still go after the dollars, which is going to make their rate go up even higher because it's even less of them because they're not exchanging. So they do need to do what Iraq is saying. Spend your dinar. Insist that you pay everything in dinar to stop the dollar flowing. That will increase the value of the dinar. Tell those shop owners you refuse to pay in dollars. Tell your landlord you're not paying in dollars. Tell them he evict you so you can file a complaint against him. Tell that car dealership I'm only going to buy this car with dinar. That's going to increase the value of it. And that's what they're trying to get them to do. So I'm going to say spend dinar. Just don't do that. Know that, yeah, the rate is going to change and it's worth more, but you have to go through it to get to it, to make it worth more. they've been telling you in the next couple of days, the only way effectively, and that's what their government does, is, you're right, don't spend anything. That's hard. Don't spend a dime. But then you shut the country down. And that's why we're not telling the exact date, because they know that's what you would do, not spend a dime and shut the country down. So we need them to do that.
If they're listening, did that mean you agreed with me, Tony?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay, I just wondered.
But not to not spend, because they have to spend in order to give it value, and that's what they're trying to get everybody to do, only spend. If I'm going to give them any advice at all, it's don't accept dollars.
Sure.
And the importers are the biggest problem, because they won't go through the banks to get their dollars. They'd rather go through the black market or the mafia, because they don't have to follow all the rules. Well, guess what? The problem with that, again, is the politicians, Malisi and his friends, are the ones telling them, don't follow the rules, because you're cutting off our money. As long as you're using the black market, we're still getting paid, and Iran is still getting money. So they have to decide that their country and their livelihood is more important than Iran and their politicians. And that's how you do it.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, I'll get out of the way. Tony, you're
all right,
a genius.
Thanks, sir.
I swear to God. Yep. Have a good day, and Ray, you have a good day, and I'll look forward to that magical call.
All right, sir. Take care.
All right, thanks.
You bet.
206, there you go. You are on.
Greetings, gentlemen, and best of the day to you. We have had productive calls. I'm doing good, Tony. How about you?
I'm super fantastic.
Ray, are you cooking on all burners?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Well, you guys have had such a fantastic call, and the people asking questions have done such a great job that all my questions are answered. Particularly, I appreciated Walt's thorough insight into the larger picture. That was very helpful, regardless of the answers you gave, to lay out those issues for everybody. And so kudos to you, Walt, and thanks very much. The other thing, though, I guess there's one thing that's in my mind is, did you say that you are now looking at 130 or thereabouts as the base rate for Dong, or are you still doing your base calculation on 47 cents?
Okay. I said you, everybody else should do your calculations on 47 cents. I said my guy at the bank told me the rate on the screen is 130 something. I don't know what it's going to come out at. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Well, thanks for everything, guys. Have an awesome day, and let's hope we have another call tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, sir.
See ya. Okay. 918, there we go. Nine 918.
Yeah. How you doing, gentlemen? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you there. We're kind of waiting on a big storm, and I'm sitting on the back porch, so. I apologize.
Okay.
Anyway, Tony, I'm going to go back in the years, but I'm going to say, of your heart of hearts, when do you think we're going to end this thing?
In my heart of hearts, I was hoping it was today. I'm just telling you, all weekend, I was just hoping it was today. Let this be over before they open the budget tomorrow. But I don't know. I'm waiting. Now I got to wait and see if these two countries did what they're supposed to do, which means the cycle is complete, even though everybody is saying any minute. So I don't know. I'm still thinking this is our week. It should be. If the budget opens tomorrow. If it doesn't open with a new rate, it should be shortly after that. So I'm going to say this week, in my heart of hearts, that's when I want it to happen. Until we hear something different, that's when it should happen, because everybody all around the world is saying any minute.
I do know, and I do remember you saying how important it was, the 1st of July, how important it was for Iraq to get all these contractors signed up and everything. And here we are.
Yep.
Anyway.
And they got all signed up, but are they spending any money?
Yeah, I don't know how these contractors can keep blowing, you know, get blown away with, you know, from these people. But anyway, you two have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you,
okay,
sir.
Thank you. 217 area code, you are on.
Yes, I'm enjoying the right answer, enjoying all the answers, everything, and hopefully, like you, that it shouldn't be here tomorrow. I would have loved it today. We're planning on getting everything. I've got everything ready, so I'm doing everything you tell me. So I read and I listen, and it's great to hear the other guys with their questions and answers, because that way I got mine answered and appreciate it very much. God's blessings to you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you. I'm kicking off some of these people on the Q&A line and not here to ask questions. It's taking up space. 832 area code, you're next.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. You guys are some amazing guys, man. I sit back quietly, and I would like to get to know you guys on a personal level, especially you, Tony. I used to be a drug dealer, and so I have a couple of felony drug convictions on my record. Will that be an issue?
Would that be an issue with meeting me?
No. Would that be an issue during the check process?
Wait, I couldn't help that one. No, it's not going to be an issue when you go to the bank. You have a bank account? If you have it. So let me just tell you guys, if you're in that situation and you go in there with $300,000-$400,000 worth of currency, it's going to be an issue. I'm just telling you, Homeland's going to do background checks based on how much you have. If you just go in there, the bank is never going to ask you about your convictions or anything else. That's a Homeland thing you worry about. And that's all they're going to see, people with millions and billions, and say, okay, this guy has no job, he has no money. Where'd all this come from? So that's the only way where it may be an issue. And that we were told years ago. Okay? But other than that, I mean, if you're not in, what is it called, credit check or what is it? Oh, check system. You're not in check systems, or you're at bank accounts, they're not going to run background checks during your exchange. That's going to be something that's done later by Homeland if there's an issue. All right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Is it? Okay.
Hey, but in the future... Wait, hold on. I got to tell you guys something. In the future, you got to say, I got a friend that has this problem. Because that's what everybody else does. I got a friend that has this problem. How do you solve it? All right, wait. I got something else first. This person says, I have a dilemma. I'm supposed to be on a plane tomorrow morning. You think I should go? So this is kind of like last week, guys. I have a dilemma. I'm supposed to be on a plane on Wednesday going to Jamaica for a week with some friends who actually paid for my trip. He said, hey, we're going to pay for it. They got a, I don't know, 5,000-6,000 square foot villa. We were supposed to go stay in for a week. And I told him I can't go because the RV's going to happen. So, well, I didn't get to go because I thought, the RV's going to happen. I really do think it's possible for any minute now. And I don't want to be in Jamaica when it happens. Because I got to make phone calls, do things, set up conference calls, just things that I need to do. You, on the other hand, if you have a plane to get on in the morning, I'd get on my plane. Why? Especially if you're here in the U.S., live your life, guys. Don't put life on hold because of this. We don't know when it's going to happen. But wherever you land in the U.S., if the RV happens, you can get on another plane and go right back home. And if you can't get a flight that day, you can walk up to any bank teller, exchange 20,000, 50,000 dinars for cash, and charter you a plane and go back home. But you can get home a lot, or a hell of a lot easier than I could from Jamaica. So while I canceled mine, because I think there's a good time for it to happen, and God knows, I'm willing to hope it does, if I were you today, I would continue to live my life. All right. What's next?
Hey, man, I'll take your ticket.
I bet you would.
Let me stop at 205 was next. 205, Erico, you're on.
What's going on, fellas? It's Bama Boy.
Oh, God.
Not much, man. Actually, you and Walt answered all the questions, you know, that I was going to ask. Other than you haven't seen any more of the small, the noms hadn't come out nowhere, have you?
Nope, I haven't heard about it, and he hasn't said anything about it.
Okay, and so I guess that assumes that the ATM's still not going, but I guess my only comment, I hope, I hope they do go ahead and release this budget stuff tomorrow, but I hope they don't release it and they go on with life and we still twiddling our thumbs, with them hiding it or whatever, however it is they'll do it. But is that possible?
Anything is possible. That's what, they might release the money tomorrow and not change the rate until Friday. I don't know. They're just saying any minute now. That's all I can tell you guys. Everything's green. Everything's been approved. And I don't know what we're waiting for. Over in Iraq, they announced to the people, we don't know what they're waiting for to release the budget. Everything's approved. We know where it's all going. And they put their mark, don't know why it's not going. But we'll see what happens tomorrow.
I got you. Well, I'll hold this other one off until Wednesday if we don't see anything by tomorrow. So I look to talk to y'all sometime between tomorrow and Wednesday.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, man. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Take care. 951, squeeze you in.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I got a quick question for you, Tony. A while back, you had referenced that now Chase has taken over as the lead bank. And said, if you don't have an account there, you should hustle and get it done. And then kind of made reference to some of the information about. My question for you then is, you had said your primary bank that you were going to exchange with was Wells Fargo at the time. Have you now changed your opinion and going to go to Chase to do your exchange?
Okay. So, Chase, remember this is Chase, they were now the deep bank, and that they were contacting some of their customers, setting them up in advance. So, that was if you had one. People had already bought from them to go there, people concerned. Right to this day, I know the rate and the plan more so Wells Fargo than anybody, because that's where I planned on going. And they've been the lead bank for years. And I think their people understand what's going on more so than any other bank, because they build a big network of it. And the other banks weren't really going to participate. So in that area, Chase was able to catch up on what's going to. But that's for everybody to decide on their own. I'm still right at this moment going with Wells Fargo because I know the rates that they're offering. And again, after my exchange, I'm going to divide mine up into three different banks.
All right. That's thank you for that. Oh, sorry. Go on.
I'd say that's my plan.
All right. I had been planning the whole time to use Wells Fargo. I banked with them for many, many years. I also have an account at Chase, just in case. My biggest question then is regarding the ZIM, do you still believe that the rates will be fairly competitive between the major banks, or do you feel that now that Chase is the lead bank, they may be more aggressive to try and get more of the business related to ZIM and some of these other currencies?
Okay, so listen, guys. I don't know the Chase, its banks, who else the others are. I know I have people that exchange currency at Wells Fargo who have told me they're taking the ZIM. So that's where I always swing the ball. If they're taking the ZIM, it's on their screen. I know people have already exchanged at Wells Fargo, and they exchange their ZIM. I don't know what the other one, where that has happened. That's why I've always planned on going there. I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying I know where it has already occurred at and where they're planning for it. So that's where I always planned on going. Now, all you can do is ask. When you call that 800 number, these are the currencies I have. What are my banking options? And if they say Citibank, Wells Fargo, Chase, then you get to choose which one you want to go to.
Much. Yeah, thank you very much. I really appreciate you guys' help. Sorry about the background noise. It's a bit windy here, and I got a weed whacker outside my window. Okay. Once again, thanks so much for taking my question. Really appreciate all of you guys' help over the years, and let's get this thing done. Thanks so much. That's all I got.
All right.
Alrighty, take care now. You know, I'm totally opposite with that whole bank stuff.
Okay. What do you say?
So, what I'm telling folks that are listening to me, what'd your mama tell you? You better shop around. Now, everybody is not a Tony. Some of you have no idea what a good rate is. So how are you going to know you're getting the best rate when you go to Bank A if you haven't checked Bank B and Bank C? And when you know what the others are doing, that gives you negotiating power to go in and negotiate. Now, me personally, I'm doing the 800 number, and I'm going to call at least two other banks and make appointments for the same day so I can hit all three of them and see who's offering what. Then at the end of the day, wrap it up with whichever one gave me the best deal. And if it's a particular bank that I really, really, really wanted to do business with, and it didn't give me the best rate, then I can use the rates I got from the other banks to negotiate. Hey, such and such is doing this. What can you give me to keep me here? I want to do business with you. Just think it through, folks. All of us, it won't go down the exact same way. Some of us know what we're doing. Some of us aren't sure. If you're not sure, you need to shop around. The more data you have, the more effective you're going to be when you go in to talk the talk and walk the walk. Word to the wise. Okay, Tony, let's wrap it up.
All right, guys. On what Ray's saying, though, that's where each one reached one to teach one. That's where you come back to the chat room, to the calls, and say, this was my experience, to help each other and hear what each other is saying before your date comes. That's where it depends on us being a family and helping to ensure that each of us gets the most out of this that we can, depending on each other, okay? Working with each other. So, as the music started to play, I want you guys to know there's no bad news. There's nobody saying it's being held up. There's nobody saying next year, next month, or next week. They're all saying could be any minute now, all green light, just ready to go. So I'm still ready to go today. And I hope sometime after this evening that they actually do it. Not so I can say Tony was right, so I can go to the bank and get paid like everybody else. And I'm ready for this to be over with. But anyway, if not today, we'll see what happens tomorrow if they release the budget, and we'll go from there. So in the meantime, in between time, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it, and share the super fantastic. All right, Ray.
All right, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for this marvelous-er Monday. Let's see what happens between now and Hump Day Wednesday. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Trust in him, hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
remember anything else.
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe.
About your future.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here. Enjoy your marvelous Monday.